With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senators will get an inside look tomorrow into the president's proposed aid package for crisis areas, including Ukraine and Israel. Bob Agnew reports.
Senators are set to get a classified briefing on Ukraine, Israel, and White House plans for a $100 billion supplemental spending bill to address those and other national security concerns. But many Republicans say they won't support a bill for foreign aid unless it includes funds to help address the border crisis. Top GOP negotiator Senator James Lankford says senators are making progress and that he believes a compromise is possible before the end of the year. Bob Agnew reporting.
A whistleblower alleges that Harvard University muzzled a disinformation team's probe of Facebook files after a $500 million donation from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. Correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Disinformation scholar Joan Donovan, who left Harvard in August, has accused the school of muzzling her speech and dismantling her research team as it launched a deep dive in late 2021 into a trove of Facebook files. The actions impacting Donovan's work coincided with a $500 million donation to Harvard by a foundation run by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan. Donovan seeks investigations from Harvard's general counsel, the Massachusetts Attorney General's office, and the U.S. Department of Education. The files being researched dealt with Facebook's algorithms' impact on racial animosity, encouraging ethnic cleansing, and damaging teen mental health. I'm Norman Hall.
The Air Force is expanding its study of whether service members who worked with nuclear missiles have had unusually high rates of cancer after a preliminary review determined that a deeper examination is needed. The review was launched in response to reports that many who served are now ill. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points. This is SRN News. The Christmas wars are underway.
Officials in the city of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, are tacking about trying to fix a problem they started when they sent out a memo urging city workers to tone down their Christmas decorating in the name of diversity. The email suggested that whatever city employees do, they should not make any reference to the actual meaning of Christmas. A letter of warning from Liberty Council has prompted officials to do an about-face, allowing everyone to decorate as they wish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Islamic police in Nigeria are preventing young people from going to church. International Christian Concern reports local Muslim leaders have decided to enforce Sharia law on Christians in their neighborhoods. Last week, Islamic police caught five girls heading for church in Kano State and prevented them from attending. One of the girls tells ICC that the police threatened to kill the children if they try to go to church again. The problem is especially bad in the northern part of Nigeria. This is SRN News. A 70-year-old woman in Uganda has given birth to twins. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ed Donahue reporting.
Safina Namukwaya had a boy and a girl through cesarean section at a hospital in Uganda's capital. She said, "What inspired me to give birth at my advanced age is that I had failed to conceive during my younger years, and I had no children of my own until I grew old." Dr. Isaac Chibet says Namukwaya is healthy.
We went ahead and assessed other organs, the liver, the kidneys, and all, and we noticed she was okay.
Namukwaya had a daughter at the same facility in 2020, again after fertility treatment. She is not the oldest mom. A 73-year-old woman in India gave birth to twin girls in 2019. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details are available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.